The new statute prohibits people from purchasing a gun if they voluntarily committed themselves to a mental institution and are deemed an imminent danger to themselves or others. To implement it, the Florida Department of Children and Families, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and the Clerk of Courts must work together. Interim Assistant DCF Secretary Nevin Smith says a work group headed by the FDLE is now trying to figure out how to do that.
Essentially, the legislature funds the mental health community through DCF, through the managing entities. They're regulated through ACA, but FDLE, I think, was wise in that they're going to use DCF to reach out to the mental health facilities and ensure that the information that they need, the 131 receiving facilities around the state that receive people under Baker Act conditions or under involuntary conditions, are in fact notified and they have adequate information.
The focus now is on doing formalized training across the state. There have been two meetings so far to look into how to do that. Another is scheduled for the work group on October 28th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.